This is BCB 106.6 FM.
This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM.
This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM, where members of local groups and organisations come in and talk about what they do and why they do it, and we play 10 of their favourite music tracks. Today's guests are Charlie Murray, Alex Bury and Phil Lickley from Bradford Cathedral. So let's start by having a little outline of what's going on before we have our first song. By way of introduction, why not tell us what your roles are at Bradford Cathedral? Let's start with you, Charlie.
So my role at Cathedral is the Heritage Outreach and Resources Officer. So my position is funded by the HLF, and it's my job to get in more bell ringers, welcomers, and to look after the general welfare of our volunteers at the Cathedral.
Very good. Alex?
My name's Alex Bury. I'm the Director of Music at Bradford Cathedral, and my job is to look after the choirs at the Cathedral, which are made up of volunteers from across Bradford. We have over 70 children involved with our choirs and around 50 adults, so it's a rather large project to be involved with.
Okay, and Phil?
I'm Communication, Marketing and Events, so I hopefully get the message out for everything the Cathedral does around the city and further afield, and also support all the great events that the Cathedral puts on across its many departments.
Okay, we'll find out a lot more about Bradford Cathedral in the next hour, but we've got 10 pieces of music. What is the first one?
The first piece of music goes back to one of the events we held a year or so ago, where the excellent Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson came to perform at the Cathedral, and this is one of their biggest songs. It's called Living in the Past.
Thank you.
It is the first of our 10 pieces of music today. That's Jethro Tull and Living in the Past. Is there any sort of theme to the music you've brought along with you today?
So they're all based on either people that performed at Bradford Cathedral or will be soon, from events, organ recitals, chamber concerts, coffee concerts, all people that have stepped through the doors of the cathedral, definitely most within the sort of last sort of 6 months, but some a bit further away.
Okay, and for anyone who's not been to Bradford Cathedral, whereabouts is it, and is it easy to get to?
So Bradford Cathedral is based on Stott Hill, which is just next to the Broadway Shopping Centre, very near Forster Square train station. Really easy to get to. There's three entrances on Stott Hill, Church Bank, and at the bottom at the back of Broadway. So it's really easy to get to on the tallest hill in Bradford, the oldest building on the tallest hill in the city.
At the top or bottom of it?
At the top, but there's steps, there's flat access, you can get there quite easily, and you know, if you live in Bradford, you're probably used to hills in some parts of others.
Yeah, so 2019 is the centenary year for Bradford Cathedral, but surely the building is more than 100 years old, so what's the centenary celebrating?
So in 1919, the parish church of St Peter became Bradford Cathedral in November of that year. So this year is leading up to that celebration in November. We'll be doing lots of events to mark the actual centenary.
And are you just celebrating in November or throughout the year?
Throughout the year with various events. It all began back in January with our Epiphany services and lots of events around there, and continues with lots of events, both education, music, volunteering, lots happening over the course of the 12 months.
Well, we'll get more details of the actual events that are coming up a little bit later on, but you've also got a 100 for 100 appeal. What's that about?
The 100 for 100 appeal is we're trying to get more volunteers into the cathedral to help it run. So the cathedral itself runs at about 70% volunteer to paid staff. So we really need these people in order to keep the building functioning and to keep being able to provide people with all these events and with the services that we provide.
And are there any key areas at the moment which you're looking for people to come and help in?
We are in desperate need of more bell ringers. We had our bell tower, or we have the bells in our bell tower, refurbished in the last year, but we need people to actually ring them at the moment. We've got a growing bell team, but it would be ideal to be able to get that so that people could come and ring every week.
Okay, we'll talk more about the bell ringing in a moment, but let's have the track number two. What's that going to be?
Well, this is by a son of Bradford, Frederick Delius, and it's performed by Tasmin Little, who's had a long connection with Delius's music. It's his third violin sonata, the second movement of a beautiful, beautiful piece. Tasmin Little has a long connection with Bradford, and the music building at Bradford University is even named after her, so I think listeners are really going to enjoy this one. Thank you.
have Tasmin Little, today's guests on our top 10 are Charlie, Alex and Phil from Bradford Cathedral. Before that piece of music, we had Charlie telling us about the recruiting of bell ringers. So tell us a bit about, if you came along and you wanted to be a bell ringer at Bradford Cathedral, what does it actually involve? Apart from just ringing the bell, how many times a week, how often?
So we've set up where we have a monthly bell ringing session that happens after the first service of the first Sunday service of every month at 11:30. But we're looking, we have a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Sorry. We have a very motivated bell captain who is happy to speak to anyone and set up sessions where they can learn the ropes, as it were, and they can improve their skill, whether that they may have already rung in the past or they can learn it from the start. But we're happy to teach anyone from any level.
And are there certain requirements? Because I only have a very brief history of bell ringing, but it seemed to be quite a physical thing, and you had to be reasonably tall to pull the ropes.
So there is a physical element to it. One of the slight problems we have with the building being as old as it is that getting up to the bell tower itself is slightly difficult. There's a spiral staircase with uneven steps. But it's something that is possible for most, I think would be the best way of putting it.
Very good. And how many bell ringers are you looking for at the moment?
As many as would be happy to come and ring, but we'd like to get a full team of 14.
Okay. So tell us a bit more about Bradford Cathedral, the cathedral building. What are the special points about it?
Bradford Cathedral as a building has been around for centuries, and actually the site it's on is very, very ancient. But the building itself dates from the late 15th century, but was extended by the architect Edward Morph. It's a really beautiful building, and the harmony between the medieval bit and the 20th century bit is really fantastic. It's worth a look if you're interested in architecture.
And if you were going into Bradford Cathedral for the first time, what would you say are the key bits to look at? What are the best bits?
Well, right by the door, there's a very famous window called the Powell's Window, which commemorates some of the endeavours of the Bradford Powells during the First World War. And that's a wonderful piece of stained glass. There's also bits of William Morris. There's a William Morris window on the north side. The Lady Chapel is particularly beautiful and has some stained glass. I think the space around the sanctuary as well, which is at the east end of the building, is so light and airy, and a really, really beautiful space just to spend a bit of time.
And what about the church organ? Is it a very special organ in the cathedral?
It's a fabulous instrument, and actually it supports both our music, the music within the liturgy, so the music we do with the choir for services, and also our concert series. The organ itself dates from 1904 and was built by a very famous builder called William Hill. And since then, it's undergone various different refurbishments with the changing tastes of the times, and we're currently raising money to restore the organ a little bit more to its 1904 sound. But it's a very, very fine instrument, great to play, and we have a wonderful Wednesday at One recital series where we can hear organists from across the country, and sometimes international organists coming to try out our instrument.
And does the organ take a lot of maintenance? Does it need to be looked after on a regular basis?
Yes, it's tuned about every 2 months, and this is just to keep it in tune, because with the changing seasons, with different temperatures, different parts of it go sharp or flat. So it does need careful maintenance. It's also used an awful lot. I would say it's played almost every day of the year, so it suffers quite a lot through overuse.
Okay, and just final one before the next piece of music. What's the difference between a church and a cathedral? Is it just it's bigger and better and does more prestigious things?
So cathedrals historically are the seat of the bishop. So a bishop looks after an area which is called a diocese, and the bishop has his seat in a cathedral, and cathedrals tended to be the more important churches, the focal points of these regions. So that's the main difference, that it's sort of the focal point of a region. It's a regional hub.
Okay. And the next piece of music, track number 3, is?
So it's a piece by a B being played by the wonderful Galinda Vale, who came to perform in one of our Tuesday at 11 coffee concerts. Galina's a fantastic performer from the Ukraine who, in every sense, puts on a show for the people to come and see.
There we have a Spanish dance. We've got more music chosen by the friends from Bradford Cathedral who are with us today on our top 10. So, is the cathedral open daily? And what sort of events and services happen on a weekly basis that people can come along to?
Yes, the cathedral is open 7 days a week. We obviously have a variety of different services throughout the week. There's a choral evensong on most Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays, and Alex can probably more about that.
A choral evensong is a very, very special thing, and it's a service that dates back to 1549, and we still do it. We do it four times a week at Bradford Cathedral, but it's heard in all cathedrals across the country, and it's essentially a meditation on Holy Scripture, and there's prayers, and it's all led by our cathedral choirs.
What other events do you have on a weekly basis?
So alongside that, there's obviously various sort of morning and evening prayers, the key sort of Eucharists on Sundays and other occasions as well. But alongside that, there are regular programmed events. As Alex mentioned earlier, there's the Wednesday at 1 organ recitals. We do regular coffee concerts on a Tuesday, and lots of one-off events, from chamber concerts to services for particular parts of the religious calendar, but also lots of one-off events such as recently held the Singing Day with John Rutter. We've got events coming up related to things like the Peterloo that's coming up. We've got May the 4th Be With You, all about movie music. So we try and do a lot of different things, especially because it's our centenary year, but going forward, lots and lots of different things for everybody in Bradford who may like different things, whether it's the faith side, whether it's the music side, whether it's education, to come in and enjoy the cathedral.
And if people just wanted to go into the cathedral for a few moments silence and to say a prayer, are they allowed to do that at any time during the day?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a series of chapels and spaces that people can come along. We've obviously got specific prayers at different times where people can come in and enjoy the sanctuary of the building and come along and light a candle, have a prayer, all sorts of different things like that. It's open all through daylight hours, so happy for people to come in.
Very good. And if people, is it the same if people want to just come and see what the building's like? We described the building earlier on, but if people want to come in and have a look round, they're welcome to do that any time during the day?
It really is. It's a building for the entire city of Bradford. It is everyone's cathedral, and we would urge people to come in and just take a look, use it for prayer, use it as a tourist attraction. Come and talk to our staff, who are always very, very happy to tell you about what goes on. It really is a building for the city.
Good. And before we find out about the church choir, let's have track number four. Who's going to tell us what that's going to be?
So this is a wonderful piece of music by Edward Bairstow. Edward Bairstow was the organist of York Minster, that amazing building, until the 40s. And this is a very dramatic piece of music from his sonata. It's the second movement.
Today's guests on our top 10 are Charlie, Alex and Phil from Bradford Cathedral. Alex, tell us a bit about the Cathedral Choir.
The Cathedral Choir has been for very many years. It's a fantastic ensemble made up of children from schools across Bradford. We've recently done a lot of recruitment. We've been to 25 schools to recruit new choristers. We also have adults in our choir, most of whom are volunteers, who drive considerable distances to sing in our choir.
And how often does the choir perform?
The choir sings as part of worship services on five times a week. So there's a service on a Sunday morning, and then there are
service of a choral evensong on Sunday evening, Monday, Tuesday and Thursday.
And that's quite a lot to commit to if you're in the choir. I suppose there's rehearsals and practice on top of that.
Yes, so we don't have the same group of people singing for every service. Within our pool of over 100 singers, we've got a girls' choir and a boys' choir and adult choirs, and they all sing on different days.
And do you do weddings at York Cathedral?
We do weddings. The choir hasn't sung at a wedding for a little while. The last sang one in September, but we do indeed.
And it's a long time since I was in a church choir, but weddings were what we looked forward to because you got paid to go to weddings.
Well, all of the children in our choir do get paid, actually. They get a little bit of pocket money at the end of every term.
That's very good. Okay, let's have our next piece of music, which is track number 5.
So track number 5 is by George Todica, who is an up-and-coming pianist from Romania. He's currently based in the UK, and he's playing a piece by Mozart. Thank you.
Piano Sonata, as requested. We've got some more music coming up, as chosen by Bradford Cathedral visitors who are with us today on our Top 10. You were telling us about the choir just before that.
Yes.
Are you recruiting for the choir, like you are for bell ringers as well?
Yes, we have an annual recruitment programme for the choir, and the main thing is recruiting children for our boys' choir and our girls' choir. And we've got a brilliant event coming up this Saturday, which is our annual Be a Chorister for a morning. And we have 143 children who've been chosen through receiving golden tickets at their schools to come to this special event.
And when it comes to the event, what are they going to actually do? Or are you not allowed to say in
advance? Oh, no, I'm certainly allowed to say. There's no secrets. So their parents are going to be told a little bit about what the commitment is. They're going to hear a choir rehearsal and they're going to watch a singing lesson. And Charlie is going to take the singing lesson with one of our current choristers. And the children are going to take part in a massive workshop with the other 142 children, and that workshop will culminate in a big service that all the parents can attend, and they can just get a real flavour for what being part of Bradford Cathedral is.
Okay, so you're recruiting choristers, bell ringers. Are there any other roles that you're looking for people to come along and help with?
Well, there's lots happening, and Charlie can fill you in more about sort of the aim of the welcomers, but we're always after people to come along and support events that are coming up. For instance, on the 15th of June, we've got our big cathedral festival where we're opening the doors and showcasing all the different groups that we have in the cathedral, from our stitchers to our carers' crafts to our flower arrangers, toddler group, all the different people that come together as a cathedral community. And as part of that day and all around the different services and events, we're after people to support welcoming people into the cathedral, showcasing all the history of the building itself, but also supporting all the different groups, getting involved, bringing people in. And there's lots of opportunities for people to get volunteered as part of this 100 for 100 recruitment that we mentioned earlier.
Okay, Charlie, tell us a bit about the welcomers.
So the welcomers are a team of people who come in and give their time to the cathedral, and they provide the public with a welcome and warm welcome, I suppose, into the cathedral. They provide them with some tours or some information, so that if anyone comes into the building and they don't know what's going on, which happens quite often, they've got a friendly face that can tell them a little bit about the place.
Okay, and if you say you're looking for welcomers now, how many are you looking for?
Again, with everything, so our welcomers give one afternoon or morning session a month. So it means, as you can imagine, we need a lot of people in to do the welcoming. So we'd be looking for about 20 people or so in order to have somebody welcoming at all times.
Okay, and if somebody wants to be a welcomer or a bell ringer, how do they get in touch or find out more details?
So they can go to our website and go to the volunteering section, or they can send an email to info@bradfordcathedral.org.
Okay, and let's have piece number six. What is the music for number six?
This is performed by the Pelléas Ensemble, an ensemble of flute, viola and harp. It's an arrangement of Ravel's Sonatine, which is originally a piano piece. It's the first movement recorded live at the Wigmore Hall.
Not sure what happened there, but we seem to have a problem with that particular track. Let's get back to our guests and talk some more about Bradford Cathedral. What does Bradford Cathedral give to the people of Bradford overall?
Well, our three aims at Bradford Cathedral is part of our sort of mission statement, if you were, our hospitality, faithfulness and wholeness. So Charlie mentioned in the last link about the importance of welcomers. It's all about hospitality to the people who visit the cathedral, whether that's come for worship or events or generally just need sort of support and help. So there's the cathedral works with a lot of people to fulfil those aims and make sure it's a central part of the community, really.
Okay, and if you want to go into the cathedral, is there a dress code? Do you have to be dressed in a certain way? Are there certain things you can't wear when you go in the cathedral?
I don't think so. I think you can wear whatever you like, within reason, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would say that feels right with that one. We don't make any particular requests of people. Some churches you can't wear shorts or anything like that, but that's not the case at the cathedral.
Okay, and how is the cathedral funded? Do you rely purely on all the events you put on, or on the collections that you take at services? Is that how it's all funded?
This is a really complicated question, so I don't want to go into it too deeply. Essentially, some of the cathedral's funding comes from the church commissioners, who are a national body who fund all of the cathedrals. But a lot of our revenue comes from donations from our congregation. A lot of it comes from the events that we put on. But giving is a huge amount, a huge part of what we what people do for us.
Yeah, and I suppose it must make you choose what events you put on as well, doesn't it? Do you have to look to the events to be very successful financially before you put them on?
It depends what sort of audience they have. I mean, some of our events are not put on to attract huge numbers of people, but a lot of them are. There's differences in the different events we put on. I think Phil can probably fill you in more on this.
Yeah, absolutely. There's obviously a range of events we put on to entertain or provide worship for the events. Obviously, there are sort of bigger events that, obviously, for the cost involved, have to wash the face and make sure that we're covering the costs so we can continue to bring great events to the people in Bradford. But it depends, as Alex said, on the remit of the event, whether that's improving people's musical knowledge or benefiting them from a faith perspective. So it sort of depends on the particular event, but obviously to make sure the cathedral can continue running and putting events on, obviously it's all within the budgets, isn't it, keeping the people in finance happy.
Okay, let's have a bash at playing track number 7. What's that going to be?
So we have regular coffee concerts at Bradford Cathedral. We had one today earlier with Elizabeth Charlesworth. Earlier in the year we had one with Katie Colebrook, and here is a piece recorded by Stuart Smith at Bradford Cathedral. This is the Cornish Rhapsody.
Katie Colebrook and Cornish Rhapsody. Okay, it's the centenary year. Tell us a bit more, because we're coming towards the end of the programme. Tell us a bit more about the events which are coming up this year, which people can come along to see.
So we're just finalising our programme at the moment for May to August, which will be available online on our website and around Bradford in all the venues very shortly. So we've got lots of events coming up between May and August. The sort of highlights coming up soon. We've got our next Art Space exhibition, which is Martin Cosgrove's brilliant watercolours on the theme of Fresh Horizons. We're going all cinematic on May the 4th with May the 4th Be With You, where Alex and Ed will be performing a range of movie sound. Soundtracks. We've got our next coffee concert with Carson Beck on piano. Probably the biggest events we've got in the next sort of month, we've got Bishop Rowan Williams coming to speak on Monday the 20th of May. He's giving a public square lecture on the question, what does national identity mean these days, followed by a De Lacy Arts and Theology lecture all about his poetry. We are working with Opera North on the Day in the Life, an orchestral celebration of Peterloo and textile workers. That's at the end of May. And we've also got our next range of family activities. We've got a great education department who work a lot with schools around Bradford and bring in lots of schools to the cathedral to do trails, look at the history, do lots of craft activities. And as well as that, we invite families with children to come in. The next date is the 23rd. And 25th of April for Easter, but also 28th of May, where there's loads of family activities. We've got the Pelican Trail around the building. There's lots of activities such as design shields, heraldic shields, bishop mitres, all sorts of different things. And then as we get to the end of May, we've got the Eucharist for Ascension Day. We've got the annual Thy Kingdom Come event, which will see a series of evening services culminating in a 24-hour prayer at the end with all sorts of different themes where people will pray for different areas of Bradford and different sort of groups of people, police, doctors, that sort of thing. And lots more coming up, which you'll find in our programme. The Dean is visiting all the sort of cathedrals in this diocese. We've got the Steeton Male Voice Choir. We've got a visual history about the centenary as an exhibition. We have the Royal School of Church Music coming for a choral festival, a seminar with Bishop Nick, and our big centenary festival we mentioned earlier. Lots more events coming into June with the Elliot Smith all about our bells. We're working with the Literary Festival on about five events all the way through their particular season, and we're marking Refugee Week as well, and that all continues into July with our head verger David Worsley doing an event called Turn of the Wheel, all about his time as a potter and displaying some of his work, and then culminating in July, at the end of July, where Act Shakespeare are performing Romeo and Juliet in the grounds of the cathedral as well. So that's just a sort of a taster of all the things that we do, and as you can see, there's a whole range of things from music events to acts of worship to things for families to exhibitions. There's all sorts going on at the cathedral, which you can find out in our programme, on our website and across our social media.
And you said all the details are on the website. I imagine a lot of those events are ticketed, so people need to buy tickets. Where do they get those from?
Absolutely, you can get those from our Eventbrite page, which is bradford.eventbrite.com, or there's links from the website, or you can just ring the office on 01274 777720, and we'll be able to do those for you. There's some events are free, and you can just register your interest so you can keep up to date. Some are paid and ticketed, and obviously for a lot of the services, that is just come along and worship.
Let's have our next piece of music. It's track number 8, which is?
It's John Rutter. If any of your listeners know church music, they very much will probably know the work of John Rutter. This is the piece All Things Bright and Beautiful, which is based on text from the Book of Chronicles, performed by John Rutter and his Cambridge Singers. We have an event, or we had an event, sorry, with John Rutter coming into the cathedral, where the cathedral was completely turned around and we had over 300 people coming to sing in front of him and his direction.
And we're also having a wonderful event with the City of London Symphonia, who are accompanying the Cambridge Singers in this track.
Seems bright and beautiful, all creatures praise our hands more.
All things bright and beautiful. Today's guests on our top 10 are Charlie, Alex and Phil from Bradford Cathedral. So tell us what your most memorable moments are of being involved with Bradford Cathedral. Phil, you go first.
I think from a recent event, which I was down to cover from a sort of photography point of view, was the Singing Day with John Rutter. It was incredible to see the cathedral turned round into such... And see it filled with people singing and enjoying the actual day and the great sort of interactions from John Rutter himself, and just showcasing the different sort of things the cathedral can do and what the people involved, staff and the volunteers can achieve, and just filling the building with such beautiful music.
Alex?
Well, I think for me, actually, it was the last year, our Be a Chorister for a Morning event, the first one we held, and we had no idea how many children were going to sign up. And just actually to see children from across Bradford really engaging with choral music and enjoying being part of our building was absolutely wonderful.
And Charlie?
For me, it has to be the Yorkshire Girls Cathedral Festival, where the five cathedrals of Yorkshire all came to Bradford Cathedral and sang a joint evensong. And to have that massive sound and those wonderful musicians sort of filling the space was a spectacular day for me.
Okay, our last but one song, track 9. Who's going to introduce that?
That's me again. The jazz musician John Dankwith also wrote a clarinet concerto, and Emma Johnson, the wonderful clarinetist, is going to be heard here performing the fourth movement of that concerto, the Woolwich Concerto, and the fourth movement is entitled Boogie Woogie. Thank you.
Oh, we have the clarinet concerto, the Woolwich Boogie Woogie. Okay, it's almost time to go. So let's recap on a few things. Let's recap on what you're doing for the centenary year. What are the big events that people should not miss?
So there's lots of big events coming up soon. Obviously, next week is Holy Week, very, very important week in the Christian calendar, so lots of services around there. We've got our Easter activities on the 23rd and 25th of April, which are great opportunities for families to come down, find out more about Bradford Cathedral and take part in great activities. We've got Bishop Rowan Williams coming down for those two talks on Monday the 20th of May. We've got a big event on Saturday the 15th of June, which is our Cathedral Festival, where we'll be opening up so you can get involved with all the different groups, discover how to volunteer, enjoy some great music and lots more besides, and lots of more great events, including the Shakespeare Romeo and Juliet, Thy Kingdom Come, and lots more that's in our programme, and plenty more all the way through to our actual centenary date in November.
And if people want to find out more about what you do, where's the best place to find the information?
They can head to our website at bradfordcathedral.org, which has links to all our social media, but you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and many others as well, with all the information about our upcoming events, our services and how to get involved from a volunteering point.
Nearly time to go, so time to say a big thank you to our guests today, Charlie Murray, Alex Berry and Phil Lickley from Bradford Cathedral. And from me, Mike Kelly, until the next time, thanks for listening. We've got one more track to go, track number 10. What's that going to be?
Yeah, so on the 14th of September this year, we have the wonderful choral ensemble, the 16, coming to do a concert at our cathedral. And with it being Holy Week next week, if you're listening live on the Tuesday, we've chosen the piece Salvator Mundi, which is O Saviour of the World, to play us out.